Payne, we've got one more item for you when you get a chance. We'd like it to stir up your cryo tank. In addition, I have a shaft and trunnion.
Okay.
For a look at the Comet Bennett if you need it.
Stand by.
We're looking at it.
Okay, right now, you said the voltage is looking good. We had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, Main B was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
Good, Fred. To attempt to reconnect fuel cell 1 to main A and fuel cell 3 to main B. Verify that quad delta is open.
Okay, Houston, I'm showing. I tried to reset and fuel cell 1 and 3 are both showing gray flags, but they're both showing zip on the flows. Okay, Houston, are you still
in 13? That's affirmative. We're reading you. We're trying to come up with some good ideas here for you.
Okay, let me give you some reading gay in the interim to help Main A voltage, Jack. I've got bus
size
on.
Say again, Fred.
The interim to help out Main A voltage. I've got Main bus tie bad AC on. I would rather accept the 25 volts that we're seeing on Main A.
Okay, bus by AC on. Ken Houston, we need Omni Charlie, please. Ken Houston, we'd like you to verify a couple readings for us. We'd like the nitrogen pressure on fuel cell 1. We need the oxygen pressure on fuel cell 2.
Okay, nitrogen on 1 and the oxygen on 2, is that correct?
Negative oxygen on 3.
Okay. Okay, system test 1A. Says zip. And 2 Baker, which is 3 oxygen, says 0.6.
2 Baker says 0.6, and say again the other one.
Fuel cell 1, nitrogen, reads 0.
Roger. Roger, zero. Okay, Houston, we'd like you to open circuit fuel cell one. Leave two and three as is.
Okay, I'll get to work on that.
And Jack, our O2 quantity number two tank is reading zero. To look at that.
O2 quantity number two is zero.
That's AC, okay. Yeah, that's just AC. And it looks to me, you're looking out the hatch, so we are venting something. We are venting something out into space.
Roger, we copy your venting.
To the gas of some sort.
Hey, fuel cell one, you just wanted off the line now, Jack, is that right?
We just wanted you to open the circuit, fuel cell
right.
One.
She's off the line.
Well, control, Houston, this rapid exchange of conversation you've heard, the main D bus is off the line. Fuel cells 1 and 3 also off the line. Fuel cell 2 is presently on the line. We now show 13 as an altitude of 178,643 nautical miles. 56 hours, 12 minutes into the flight.
Shane Houston, we see you getting close to Gimbal Lock there. We'd like you to bring up all quad Cs on main A, quad C1, C2, C3, C4 on main A, and also bring B3 and B4 up on main A. Shane Houston, you read?
Oh, we got it.
Okay, can you tell us anything about the venting?
Okay.
Where it's coming from? What window you see it at?
Coming out of window one right now, Jack. And could you give me the thrusters again?
Okay, the thrusters.
What button?
We'd like, on main A, we'd like Charlie 1, 2, 3, and 4. Also, Bravo 3 and 4 on main A.
Okay, got it.
Difference there is to the reaction control system thrusters. We're at 56 hours, 14 minutes now to the flight.
Okay, we need Omni Bravo.
Omni Bravo.
Okay, 13, this is Houston. We'd like you to go to your GNC checklist. The pink page is 1-5. Power down until we get a delta of 10 amps. Over.
All right.
All right. Control, Houston. That last report from Lausma asked the 13 crew to reduce the load on the spacecraft.